The Two-Minute Rule by Robert Crace. Prologue. Marchenko and Parsons circled the bank for 16 minutes, huffing Krylon Royal Blue Metallic to regulate the crystal as they worked up their nut. Marchenko believed Royal Blue Metallic gave them an edge in the bank, made them fierce and wild-eyed, Royal Blue being a warrior's color. Parsons just enjoyed the spacey, out-of-body buzz, like being separated from the world by an invisible membrane. Marchenko suddenly slapped the dash, his wide Ukrainian face purple and furious, and Parsons knew they were on. Marchenko screamed, "Let's get this bitch done!" Parsons jerked the charging bolt on his MP5 rifle as Marchenko swerved their stolen Corolla into the parking lot. Parsons set the safety, careful not to place his finger near the trigger. It was important not to fire the weapon until Marchenko gave the word, Marchenko being the leader of their little operation, which was fine by Parsons. Marchenko had made them both millionaires. They turned into the parking lot at 3:07 that afternoon and parked near the door. They pulled on black-knit ski masks as they had 12 times before, wrapped their gloved fists together in a flash of esprit de corps, now both shouting in unison like they meant it. "Get this bitch done!" Then they pushed out of the car, the two of them looking like black bears. Marchenko and Parsons were both decked out in matching black fatigues, boots, gloves, and masks. They wore load-bearing gear over armored vests they had bought on eBay, with so many extra magazines for their rifles and Glock pistols bristling from their vests that their already bloated bodies looked swollen. Parsons carried a large nylon bag for the money. Broad daylight, as obvious as two flies in a bowl of milk, Marchenko and Parsons sauntered into the bank like two WWF...